Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 993 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, thanks so much, and here's today's question from Jason.
Hey, Pat. Jason Bordeaux here. I want to thank you so much for this opportunity, and it'd be an honor for this question to be featured on your show. Now, my question is regarding a new podcast that my friend and I have launched. We went ahead and launched it on SoundCloud to try to get some opinions of those who we can contact and get some thoughts from. But the biggest question we have is, we have several things that we like to do, several segments. And so the concern is, a lot of podcast listeners, they only have like 20 or 30 minutes maybe for a commute to listen to a podcast. So I didn't know if it was wise to just do the segments separately and release them independently, or to just go ahead and do one long podcast with all the segments combined. And so I figured it'd be good because they can listen to the segments they might enjoy more than having to search through for the time limit that they have to listen to the podcast. So I really appreciate it, and I really hope you're able to help. Thanks.
Hey, Jason, thank you so much for the question. This is a great question because I know a lot of people struggle with, okay, well, how much do I include all in one blog post or podcast episode or video, or how much do I segment out? If I segment out, is that good because it's more content, or is it bad because it's kind of broken up into different pieces? Well, my thought is this. If a segment can potentially stand on its own and it's worth somebody subscribing to and it's worth somebody downloading and just listening to that segment only, and nothing is missing if you are only listening to just that segment only, if there is no value lost as a result of that, then I feel like it's okay if you wanted to break it out into its own either podcast episode or a podcast itself. Now, the thing is, you need to make it regular. A segment or something like that would have to be regular so that people who do want just that segment only, if you do happen to break it out, they would know when it's coming and it's going to be consistent and so on and so forth. Now, on the other hand, if a segment, just listening to it on its own, kind of falls flat or is seeming like it's missing something, well, then obviously then it would be better suited within a much bigger episode, and the segment would just be a part of the show that people know is coming but doesn't necessarily have a lot of value 100% on its own. There's a lot of podcasts out there that include a resource of the week or, you know, news of the day or something like that. And that is something that would just better be suited within a bigger show. And I like those too because it also breaks up that longer piece of content. Now, I completely understand where you're coming from related to, well, people only have so much time. And I think that also just goes along with, do you know your audience well enough? Like, is that true or are you just assuming that? It might be something worth testing for one. And then, of course, testing is really the answer here. Try it out. You might want to take a segment that you do in a bigger episode, put it into a month's worth of weekly episodes on its own on a separate day of the week, just to see kind of how that goes. And if people feel like, oh, well, this is kind of, you know, it seems like it's missing something, or it's just kind of weird on its own. You'll never really know the answer until you try it. Or you can have a larger episode with multiple segments if that seems to make sense for you and what it is those segments are. Again, I cannot give you the direct answer because I don't know what these segments are. There's been shows that have done it either way and have been very successful. Just, again, number one, test it, try it out, see what happens, and be purposeful with that test too. And be open and honest with your audience as well. If you have any sort of community, let them know what you're thinking. Have them be the guide for you too. So, Jason, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I just want to thank you so much and send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. If you know the answer to the riddles that I've been giving, and not really riddles, just clues, you'll see the riddle or the question on askpat.com/solve. If you understand what I'm talking about and you have the answer based on the clues I've been dropping since episode 900, you're going to be entered into a drawing where you could possibly win $1,000. And I'm giving away $1,000 a day to celebrate episode 1,000 coming out next week. So $1,000 a day, and you just need to be entered once, although you can get multiple entries, and you'll see on that page how to do that. So askpat.com/solve. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Helen Keller, and that is, "I would rather walk with a friend in the dark than alone in the light." Thank you so much. Thank you for being a friend, and we'll walk through this together. Cheers, guys. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.